So I'm from the BBC. I want to ask you one quick question. There's a lot of confusion right now over parking. You tried to put a ticket on my vehicle. Somebody else has arrived here as well. You can make comment because it looks confusing.
I'm employed by I'm subcontracted to the local authority, and I am not at liberty. You must speak to the local authority.
Okay, somebody else has made the same point as me there. It says no loading. Hang on 1 second. No, it says no loading. I'm not loading. So why were you going to give me a ticket?
I have nothing more to
but
say.
But why were you going to give me a
I
ticket?
I have nothing more to say.
But why were you going to give me a ticket?
I have nothing more to say.
But why were you going to give me a ticket?
I have nothing more to say.
But I wasn't loading. It says no loading. I wasn't loading. I parked my car here to come and see somebody in a business.
This means no waiting. If you know your road signs, that means no waiting.
Why doesn't it just say no parking here then? It's totally confusing. Everyone's saying the same thing.
Anymore about
Do you not see what I'm saying, though?
It's not me.
I'm about to leave now, but you're trying to put a ticket on my vehicle when those signs are confusing. Okay. Madam, excuse me, can I ask you one quick question? The parking here, that man there was going to give me a ticket. It says no loading at any time. I wasn't loading at all. Do you see what I'm saying? Is it confusing?
Very. I had the same problem myself when I came up.
He's now writing me out a ticket. Sir, I'm leaving in 30 seconds, OK?
Actually, last time I was here, not this man.
I'm going to have to go because he's putting a ticket on my vehicle, but is that unfair? Yes or no?
Yes, I saw a ticket warden waiting for the time to put a ticket on a car.
Leave it here, thank you. Afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Anush.
Is the parking confusing up here, or is it just me? Am I being stupid?
Nah, you're not stupid, but for all the customer for coming to our restaurant, they're getting fined every day.
So all of your customers are getting tickets as well, yeah. Because...
they're coming overtime as well, 9:30, even though Sunday as well, the traffic warden, they're coming on Sunday.
So it's not just me, your customers are also confused, they're getting parking tickets, and that long-term could affect your business.
I think so. I think the council, they're making good money now.
Very confusing. They do it all up so it looks lovely, and you can't stop to enjoy it anywhere.
And the traffic warden tried to get you as well, didn't he?
Well, yeah, it says no loading, doesn't say no parking, and the yellow sign says no waiting. So why don't they just say no parking?
Well, I actually find myself in a hairdresser's now. In terms of what you're telling your customers, are you telling your customers to be careful because the parking is so confusing here?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're telling them to try not to park and just use the actual main car parks.
It's really that bad. It's not just me, it's really that bad.
It's really that bad, yeah. Yeah, it needs to be signposted properly. I think they would have been better off doing maybe a parking meter, like a pay and display thing. I think that would have been the best thing to do because it is totally confusing, yeah.
It is at the moment. I think people have got to get used to it. And it's sort of, you don't know what's pavement and what's road as well in some of the places.
People getting angry about it?
I've heard a few choice words, yes.